bottom part of that of the hitch ball there, the bracket. So yeah, that's interesting. Instead of just sitting on top like normal. So is this a known issue where people are getting fatigue on their couplers?
Well, I haven't heard of it, but I can see where it could potentially happen simply because the couplers are not designed to take lateral loads to that degree, constant lateral loads. You know, it's obviously designed to be towing the trailer, but it's not designed to be lifting the tongue of the trailer and the rear of the tow vehicle in a load leveling scenario. Some years ago, we had a client who actually comes every year now. They had their, it was a 34-footer, a 2,000 34-footer, and they had their tongue extended down in the Keys by a marina, and they put a propane generator on the tongue, and that's the reason why they extended it. And they put a new coupler on, because they extended it out like another 2 feet or something. Well, when it showed up at my shop, you know, I was looking at this thing, and they, you know, they'd heard about me through another client, and they showed up, you know, with some questions that they wanted done on their trailer elsewhere. And when I started going over the whole trailer and looking at things, I noticed cracks in the top of the coupler and welds right there as well. And I asked him about it, and he goes, "Oh yeah, we've had it's cracked several times, and we keep having it welded." Well, of course, you know, I started looking further, and I found, you know, front end separation and the way that the these guys had done the extension was like really. I mean, they did good welding. I mean, they just had no concept of engineering, I think, was the problem. But the biggest problem was this trailer was, you know, 8,000-pound trailer, something like that. Then they added, this generator up on the tongue and extended it a couple of feet. Well, these people had the trailer weighed at a, you know, weigh scale on their way over the shop, and it was way over the rating of the coupler that this company had welded on. So I said, "Well, I'm guessing your coupler is failing because, you know, it's being overtaxed the whole time." And literally it's right at the end where the, you know, the coupler goes right over top of the ball.
Yeah.
There's fatigue cracks going up the sides of it, like the front of the coupler was going to break off. And if he left it, a long time, it would have broken off. So I'm wondering if that is a similar sort of cracks or issues that may be happening with other people's couplers using the Anderson hitch.
Interesting. Hmm.
Now, the other thing that I'm scratching my head on, you know, when you look at the ball on your trailer, on your ball mount, the ball itself typically are not, like, perfectly round. Oftentimes, you know, there's a bit of a flat area on the top where you can pile grease and stuff. And, in fact, on my 57 Sovereign of the Road, I don't know if the factory done it or somebody done it, but they actually drilled a hole in the top of the coupler and put a zerk or a grease fitting there. So you could actually grease the ball with a grease gun. But anyway, my point is that, you know, when the load is coming down vertically, the bulk of the load is coming down vertically, as things wear, you know, grease can sort of flow down the sides. I think when you've got lateral loads, severe lateral loads, I don't know if maybe the grease is enough to eliminate or reduce wear enough to give you some longevity either in your ball or your coupler.
Hmm. Yeah, it's an interesting design. I mean, it's kind of a different take on it, but it doesn't seem to be, it's proven, I don't know. I'm just doing little Google searches, and there's lots of results.
Controversy?
Well, I typed in Anderson weight distribution hitch issues, and Google gave me 530,000 results in half a second. So,
And that's when you said Anderson hitch issues?
Issues, yeah.
Wow. That's, well, in fairness, what if you put Reese dual cam sway control hitch issues, you know?
Yeah.
Given the fact you can do that in half a second, how many thousand issues came up there?
Only 462,000. So somewhat less.
Okay. So, and the other one, the Anderson was 500 and something.